convene for the administrative portion of our meeting. And I lost my page to it. I know there wasn't much there, but so we have nothing on the consent calendar for discussion. We're going to receive something from Mr. Shook regarding RTO UMs.
I appreciate the continued use of acronyms, Mr. Chairman. So we had we have slated in, I believe it's next week, Thursday. The date is slipping my mind at the moment, March 19th.
That's not next week, but the following.
Okay, okay. Close enough. Week or two.
I was tracking you.
Oh, wait. Before you go, and while Dave is here, and I didn't do announcements.
Oh, please go ahead. Okay.
And there is kind of, depending on whether you call it one or two, really important ones.
Does Dave need to get plugged back in?
Did you want to record this? Or I'm sorry about this.
Dave's so used to watching us in action, now we get to watch him in action.
Yes. Ready? Yep. This is kind of complex, and I don't think we've ever done this before. I talked about it last time, too, but coming up on March 17th and March 20th are two siting hearings up in the northwest corner of the state. And we've got two cases, PU-25-283 and then 284. And they're both Basin Electric Power Utilities power line projects. And they both start at the Canadian line. One comes down to Wheelock, which is near where their new power plant is being built. One to the Tandy substation, which is a little bit further east. I think they start off about 10 miles apart. Down by Highway 2, they're 25, 30 miles apart. So they're kind of running pretty close to parallel, but they're two separate lines. But because of the area and the kind of north-south length, we're having 2 days of hearings, but both days the hearings are on both cases. And that's what I really want to emphasize. So on March 17th at 10 o'clock, we will meet at March 17th is at Crosby in the Divide County Courthouse. And then on March 20th, also at 10 o'clock, we will meet in Ray at the Ray Auditorium. But if people have issues, concerns, or just interest on one of the cases, they can come to either one. The people up close to the Canadian line can go to Crosby. Further south, they can go to Ray, however it works out best for them. And then beyond that, our next regular commission meeting is Wednesday, March 18th at 10 o'clock. Okay, Victor, go ahead with the RTO discussion.
Okay. So I just wanted to confirm. So we have the date set aside. We need this kind of specific schedule set as well for the day. We generally speaking would have SPP up first at about 9, and that usually runs until 11:30, and then we would have MISO in the afternoon at 1 or 1:30. So just kind of getting your all's take. Do you have a preference on the start time? My thought for SPP would be to start at about 9, and then if you want to allow extra time for lunch, we can go 1:30, or we can just do 1. I don't have a big strong preference. Just wanted to gauge if you all had any other thoughts.
Is SPP going to be here, or are they going to be online?
They generally will send at least one person here in person, and they may have kind of support staff online. I haven't heard specifically if they're going to be here. I don't know, Chris, if you have. We'll find out for sure, but they'll generally send at least one person to be in person unless there's some sort of weather event where they have travel difficulties.
And I don't think there's anything set in stone that it has to be SPP in the morning and MISO in the afternoon all the time. I think that's what kind of worked out best for them. And I hope we continue to follow up with that, you know, as airline flight schedules and stuff change. Maybe at some point it needs to be changed. I don't have a preference for which goes first, but whatever works best for them in my mind.
Yep, and I have been checking, like as I schedule each one of these, I offer up if someone wants a particular morning or afternoon slot, and SPP does prefer the morning slot. It makes their ability to get back home at the end of that day a little bit more feasible. Mm-hmm. But MISO has not raised an issue with that thus far. So,
well, I'm going to answer it. If we could have start the afternoon at 1:30, that would work best for me.
Okay. If everyone's okay with that, we'll start 9 and 1:30. And at this point, I don't have any other parties. You know, on occasion, the North Dakota Transmission Authority, we've had the MRO on occasion wanting to speak, and I haven't had any requests from either of those parties at this point. But similar to the past, we would invite the utilities to participate if they're interested on that day as well.
So. Okay.
That's Sounds all good. I have.
Anything else? Any other topics for discussion? Is there anything that we... Is there anything for discussion? Okay. Our meeting is adjourned.